Welcome to Strong Tower Radio On Location Virtual Tour. I'm your host, Tom Majeur. We are at the Niles Adventist School in southwestern Michigan. This is an amazing school with a seasoned staff and supportive parents. The school is located on a large parcel of land with a fine modern facility, ample play yard with the expected structures. But the gem of this property is the several acre woodlot, paths, and creek that the school regularly accesses, so much so that there is a boot rack for fording the creek outside of every classroom. Let us continue this tour of the Niles Adventist School after this word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, when you created man in a perfect environment, it was in a garden, and it probably had a forest as well. And it had a creek, the river of life flowing through it. This side of heaven, we have some of the beauty still reserved, and you're looking forward to bringing us to the earth made new that will be equally or better than ever before. But until then, Lord, we're here at the Niles Adventist School, and we are enjoying this environment of healthy teachers, supportive parents, learning children in a beautiful environment. Bless us and our listeners as we take this virtual tour. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm now interviewing the 7th and 8th grade teacher, Mr. William Crawford. So nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Now, tell me about we're in a school, and it's an active school day, so that's the ambiance that we have.
Absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely.
The students, actually, your students are coming in from outside, checking in with their locker and heading to the classroom. And you've got the secretary, Heidi, is watching your classroom right at the moment.
Absolutely.
So tell us, what does Niles Adventist School mean to you?
Well, to me, it's this close-knit family. And when you come here, you feel like you're coming home. You know, you come here and we're a staff that gets along with one another. We work together. The kids, I love greeting the kids at the door each morning. And so I look forward to that every single day. And so I call them out by name, ask them how their day was, their evening, their weekend. And so that's something I look forward to, especially each new student that comes in.
And one of the things that's very special about this school is the longevity of the faculty. And
absolutely,
you're one of the faculty members that has been here a little while.
Yep. This is my 10th year. And almost all of our teachers have been here for a significant amount of time. And that's a good sign.
It
that
is
means
a
we
big...
like to be here. And we get to know the families. We get to know each of the students. And it's, you know, you can make those connections that last for years.
Absolutely. I think every student, every adult remembers an elementary school teacher.
Absolutely.
And it says so much about that longevity. You said it, but our society is looking for more teachers. There's not enough teachers.
Absolutely.
And you've created, but this school as a whole, the sponsoring entity, which is mm-hmm. the Niles Westside Adventist Church, has created that environment that
absolutely
you are being fulfilled, so you can continue giving year after year. You're not getting burned out.
That's right. And because we all carry that load. And when you're doing something that you can see the effects of that are positive, then that just encourages you to keep going.
Talk about a win-win situation.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Let's talk about your 7th and 8th grade classroom. What is your objectives for them during the year?
Well, definitely you want them to achieve, you know, academics as high as they can be. But you're also wanting them to just make that transition, because I teach the upper grade. So they are becoming adults. And so they are starting to learn that they have responsibilities and they have to take on the ownership of their own education, management, future decisions that are going to be made. And that includes the decision to just dedicate their lives to Jesus. Because when you're younger, it's done. The parents do that. But as we go on, they have to make that decision themselves, and they have to ingrain it in their hearts that that's where they want their path to be leading them.
I the previous interview, we're not doing this in sequential order necessarily, but in the kindergarten they have to learn responsibility too.
they do. But you have to be on them completely at that age, you know, when they're younger, you know, every step of the way. And then when they're getting to be in the grade that I teach, in the upper grades, you want them to take more of that role and lead out from the beginning.
I'm going to give you a tough question or whatever.
We'll see what we have here.
Well, it was once said that 7th and 8th grade was one of the most difficult grades to teach. How have you been so successful in that role?
I think it's the relationships I'm making with these kids right on, because, you know, you don't want to be their friend, but you want to be a friend. You know, the number one
goal
is to be.
That's interesting. Yeah. You're using that same word, right, but in a different kind.
Absolutely.
Not be, but right, be friendly.
The goal is you have to have a leadership role for them, and they have to see a role model and someone who's in charge. But yet there's a way of doing that. You can show that you care, that you are interested in their lives, that you want to see them become the best that they can. And you have a little fun with them too.
Yes, oh, that's wonderful. You just came to the point so quickly. What last thought do you have? In some ways, pointing them to Jesus and making academic success. I don't know what else we can add to that.
No, absolutely. That's the number one goal that we're here for. Absolutely. And then those friendships that I talk about that I make here, we're making the friendships that will last in eternity. That's what we want to see. And I hope they realize that that's what I want too.
All I can say is, Mr. Crawford, thank you for your service.
No, thank you. We just absolutely love this school.
Oh, God bless. I have Gabby with me. It's so nice to meet you, Gabby.
Yeah, nice to meet you too. So today I'm going to be talking about our music classes, puppetry, musicals, and special music. So to begin with, we actually have a lot of different projects in music class, like chimes that third and fourth grades learn to play, and bells for fifth through eighth grades. And of course, we learn songs that we will soon perform at Nazareth Adventist Church for all our families and friends to see. And also, to add to that, we also have a musical that our whole school performs every Christmas and at the end of the year. This month, we've been working on our end-of-year musical about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. It's been really fun because I'm acting as one of the jealous advisors. Anyway, we also get solos for our musical, too. Our music teacher hands them out to kids, and then we sing them in the musical. And then there's our puppets. In 5th through 8th grades, you can do puppetry if you'd like. Then you meet up with your group to practice for the puppet show. At the end of the week, you perform it at chapel in front of the whole school. It's awesome, and it's something our school really looks forward to. So if you or your kid is looking for a school that has acting and singing, or if you're trying to overcome your stage fright, Niles Adventist School is a great place to go.
Gabby, you did your homework.
Yeah. Very,
I'm impressed, and I'm hoping that somehow we'll get to hear part of that program, because when I came into the building, I heard you practicing.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Thank you so much, Gabby. Lily, tell me a little bit about your experience at Niles Adventist School.
I really like the teachers are really nice, and my favorite thing doing every year is going to the YMCA.
What do you do at the YMCA?
We go swimming.
Ah, that's fantastic.
There's really nice lifeguards there, and my favorite thing to do there is diving out of the deep.
Wow. Are you scared?
A little.
But you do it anyway. Well, Lily, thank you so much for being a part of Strong Tower Radio. I'm here with Mrs. Evelyn Brooks. She's the after-school kindergarten supervisor. What do you do in that time till the parents come pick up their kids?
Well, I usually play with the kids and make some playtime, like it's interactions to do teamwork.
Directed play.
Huh? Yes, and also I try to, because I am from Peru, I try to teach them some Spanish class too, so I do double teaching.
Talk about extra bonus.
Yes, I try to play with them, I try to teach them a little about different language and different cultures too.
What do you enjoy about being the kindergarten after school program?
I love it because I have the time to talk and listen to them. Because they have a great imagination, and sometimes we are spending too much with the kids to try to listen to us, but we don't have the time that we can listen to them and see their great imagination that they have. So I like to have that time to listen what do they think about life, what do they think about doing some stuff, and how they can resolve some problems or issues. So I like that.
You have a very important role here at Niles Adventist School.
Thank you.
Thank you for your service.
Oh, thank you so much.
I have Caitlin here with me. She happens to be Gabby's parent. She's going to share some very special things, and the part I like the best is the parental involvement. Could you start there?
Sure. So I have two students at Niles Adventist School, Gabby in fourth grade, and a second grader as well. And so we've been, parents here at the school for about 5 years. And I do really appreciate how much the parents are willing and will participate in events. We have a great home and school leader, and she really is able to get a lot of volunteers. And I think everybody is always willing to get in and get what needs to be done. It could be, last year we did landscaping around the whole school, and that was something everybody came in and helped with.
Was there something special when you came together and parents and children, students and teachers and faculty, what did that do for everybody involved? Was it a positive experience?
Right, so it's been very positive. I think we have a number of work bees that we normally do, from year to year, but in the last year or so, we put in a natural playground, which...
What's a natural playground?
A natural playground, so they have like a mud kitchen, which they have all sorts of
That's
kitchen
natural.
Supplies, very natural, so the kids are definitely get a bit dirty, but they have a lot of fun. And then they have like a little area where water comes through almost like a stream so the kids can play there. They've got lots of trucks. We've got a big sand pile. They actually have a big dirt pile out there that they get to play in. And
it's amazing. We as a society spend a lot of money on play equipment, and mm-hmm. you're talking about sand hills and the streams. There's probably no greater joy than playing in a stream.
It's true. I think you can get your kids a lot of presents, but they end up playing with like a box
in
the dirt anyway. So I think it's, seeing everybody working together, and really, honestly, I think it's taking ownership for them of the school and having some pride in the school.
It's not them.
Right.
It's not the school.
It's their school.
Our school.
Mm-hmm,
yes.
Mm-hmm, our school. I really agree with that. So
sure that reduces friction.
Yeah, absolutely. I think working as a team, I think we have just a really great group of parents, great group of students, which really makes a great environment. Obviously, teachers, that's a given. We have had, great team of teachers that I think really care for the students, very great family environment. And the one thing I've really appreciated is just the ability to communicate with the teachers, whether it's through text message or call or talking with them after school. They're so willing to, if there's a concern or if, something happened that they needed to let me know, they're very good about communicating. And I feel like that really brings a lot of, it makes you feel very secure and comforted that your children are being taken care of. And I know all of the teachers very well too, so that you just feel like, I just feel so comfortable dropping my kids off at the school because I know that they're going to be well taken care of.
And you mentioned about the teachers. One thing that I was pleasantly surprised, I've heard it said elsewhere that longevity, you don't know what the root cause of it or the reason for it, but it is a symbol of something's working right. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's happening here mm-hmm. at Niles Adventist School. Something's working right. In yeah. fact, it's not just something. Yeah. It's a lot of things.
Yeah, so there's a number of things that I've really appreciated. One of the things was I grew up in a, actually went to Goebbels Junior Academy, which was, I don't know, we probably had around 55, 60 students. And we had a great set of teachers. But just that, it really was a low, you know, student-teacher ratio, which was great because the kids really do get that personal help, you know, that they would
they
need.
Know
and
the
I, and I right, and it, they do know the student. They know, you know, how to work with them. And so I've really appreciated that. You know, very spiritual. You know, each of the teachers are just high moral standards. Really, I feel so comfortable leaving my children because I really do agree with how they're teaching the children. You know, we, one of the things which I'm sure has already been mentioned is that, you know, one of the things that's very attractive to me is that outdoor time that they do have the ability to play at that natural playground. They've got woods surrounding them with, you know, the around 30 acres, which allows them to have a lot of hands-on learning in nature, which I just feel like is, you know, God's second book. So it's definitely, a wonderful way to learn about a variety of things, you know. And so we, you know, with the chapel in the woods, you know, they're able to do, you know, we've had some student pastors from Andrews that come in each year, and then we've got our pastor, amongst others, that have come in and done chapels for us. We've got some pretty cool things out in the woods. I don't know if the kids mentioned it to it, but they have all these forts, in fact, like a village set up in the back where they actually...
I'm looking forward to go back there myself.
Try to sell you something. No, I'm just kidding. They have just, you know, they have all these areas set up where they've created their own villages, and it's really just so creative. And I feel like I love that because I feel like this day and age, people are so connected to devices or, you know, technology that, you know, really being out there and learning that creativity, I think, has been lost in a way for a lot of people. So I do feel like that really helps the kids to learn in a very different way. Not that technology doesn't have its place. It's just that, you know, it's good to get that well-rounded learning. They do have specific outdoor days. I think we have one coming up, actually, towards the end of the school, where they do everything outside, all of the learning. They have a lot of different special activities that they've done, and all the teachers work together to do coordinated efforts. So that's a pretty cool thing. The kids really enjoy it. Our kids have participated in the music programs. In fact, we're going to Stevensville Church actually this Saturday, and the first or fourth graders are going to be singing, but they have the bells and the music. And I think that you know, Lena Rybacek has done an excellent job of leading that, just very high quality performances and very spiritual. So appreciated her and all she's done. You know, I think that the tie between our church and the school has been wonderful. They're very supportive. Anytime we've had any sort of thing that needs to be done, it's very interconnected, which I just, you know, and that means supporting even children that may need, you know, financial assistance. That's something that is very well supported through the church, and so I think that's really helps a school to thrive. You know, I've appreciated, honestly, as busy as you can get, being able to have hot lunch, because, you know, it's like, okay, I don't have anything ready, you know, you guys can get hot lunch. So having that 4 days a week, you know, the option of using it has been great. And I have actually not needed to use the aftercare, but they do have the kindergarten aftercare, which is a great thing for many people that are in working situations. And
so you have a half day, I believe it's morning.
For kindergarten, yeah.
For kindergarten. Mm-hmm. And then the parents may be working and they need some place for the children. Mm-hmm. So there's a safe, productive time for the children to spend.
Right. So they do have an aftercare after school, which is a separate a person that also does the aftercare. So they have somebody that does kindergarten aftercare and then someone that does the after school aftercare. And, you know, they've done some pretty cool things. I've actually heard in the kindergarten, they've been done baking, they're learning Spanish, all sorts of cool things. So I feel like they love it. They really enjoy it. So that's a benefit to, you know, working parents or, you know, if you have other things that you're doing that you need to, you know, take care of. I've been on a couple of the field trips. Those have been really great. In fact, we've gone to, I don't know if any of the kids mentioned Surratt Nature Center.
Not yet.
Okay, so we've got, I went with them on one of their trips there. And so Jody Siegel, she plans, I think, 4 or 5 trips actually to Surratt. That's in addition to all the other field trips that they have.
But this is per year?
Yeah, so they do it.
So they're seeing different seasons.
Yeah, so they actually have some during the winter, which I haven't been to those. But but they do all sorts of cool things, like they were clearing out invasive species. The one time when I was there, we learned about all these different bird calls and when birds, you know, will sing during the day. And some of them sing from, like, before even the sun's up to when the sun's down. You know, it was really interesting, things that I didn't even know. So I have appreciated just the time that's taken to provide those extra learning. I know they've done the science Olympiad out at LMC, which was a very cool experience.
That's like Michigan College.
Right, right. And, you know, really, in general, I feel like I would recommend the school wholeheartedly. In fact, I have to so many of my friends. And just, I feel like that really, like, people feeling comfortable with where they're sending their children and really confident that they're getting this well-rounded experience, both in nature, but also really being prepared academically, because, you know, eventually they're going to be going on into high school, and you want them to be, you know, to feel like they are fully equipped for that next chapter. I think that, you know, just making sure that they're feeling like, I feel confident for this next step, and really giving them that foundation is something I think Niles Adventist School does a good job with.
Caitlin, is this school only for Seventh-day Adventist children?
No, it is. It's definitely not. It's for anyone that is looking for, you know, I think the Christian standards that that they bring and want to send their child to a smaller school, which I think, you know, we invite anyone that is interested to come and take a visit. In fact, I know they offer visits we have like an open house usually in April, but anytime that somebody would be interested, they can come and do a visit. So they just need to contact the school.
You know, a small school has different numbers in the mind of different people. Many are used to their local public school where there's a few hundred students. What is small?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I think at this point we're around 80 students. And so each classroom, I would say, honestly, you may want to ask the teachers on that one.
But I believe you have 4 classrooms. Well, you have one. This is K-8.
Yeah, so we have a kindergarten. Kindergarten has their own classroom, 1st to 2nd, 3rd to 4th, 5th to 6th, and 7th to 8th. So 5 classrooms, and then they have a music room and additional, obviously, rooms. So.
Well, Caitlin, thank you so much. You're a parent, and the students, of course, are involved, but the parents are actively involved, and it's good to hear from your perspective.
Well, thank you very much.
Mrs. Siegel, there was one thing you wanted to share with our listening audience that's very important to you. Will you share that with us now?
Yes. One of the things that we did this year that I thought was really powerful for all of the students was a discipleship class that we did opposite the Bible study class that Pastor Alex does for students who are interested in baptism. And so we took the students from grades 3 through 8, and we divided them into 3 groups. And then Mrs. Fagel took 1 group for a prayer walk.
What grade is that?
She teaches 5th and 6th grade, but we divided the kids into family groups. So you had 3rd through 8th grade in every single group.
Okay.
So she took her group outside into the woods, and they did prayer walks. And she had special Bible stories, and they would have to find a place in the woods that matched part of the Bible story. And then they would pray about that story and what they could learn from that story that could apply to their lives. And then Mr. Crawford, with his group, he worked on service opportunities. And so they wrote cards for people, church members who are at home, they're not able to come to church like they would like to. So they got a bright card in the mail. That was one of the things that he did. And then I took my group and we wrote testimonies. And so they wrote a personal narrative, a story about their lives, and then they chose a Bible verse, and then they came up with a way to relate the Bible verse to the story and then also to their audience. And we were able to use those for our week of prayer. So it was a really powerful experience. And even students who are a little uncomfortable getting up in front, they were willing to get up to do week of prayer because they could see that this was important and they each had a story to tell.
That's wonderful. Now, is this discipleship a year to year, or is this just for this particular school year?
We have enjoyed it so much this year that we plan to continue it. Now, we recognize that for some of the groups, I'm going to need to change mine because the students writing a testimony every single year is not going to work. But we have other ideas that we could do. We could have them choose a Bible story that they could then share and a Bible verse that went with that and a way to relate the Bible story to their audience. And then we've come up with other things, Bible marking, that we could teach. So we're brainstorming so that this could be a sustainable activity on through the years.
Why do you choose the name discipleship?
We recognize that we often do a really good job of giving kids Bible studies and they're baptized, but then we want them to learn, as Jesus' disciples did, how to be the kind of people that he wants them to be. And so these are good ways to practice the skills and learn some of the skills that will be helpful later on.
Oh, wonderful. Well, thank you. I'm so pleased, and I'm hoping that other schools will hear about the discipleship program here at Niles Adventist School and want to replicate it. Well, this concludes our visit to Niles Adventist School. It's been a pleasure to meet this family of teachers and students and even a parent. When they say that this is a family environment and they like to be in nature, incorporated in their classroom, you heard it in every single conversation. What a wonderful place. And if you're anywhere near Niles Adventist School, you may want to consider this for your children. And if you're further away, the Seventh-day Adventist School system is around the world, literally around the world, and here in Michigan and Illinois, and maybe a state or place near you. You may want to look up the local Seventh-day Adventist network of your state area to find out. But this is an option that you may want to seriously consider. For the school visitation program, I'm Tom Majeure of Strong Tower Radio. God bless. Until next time. Bye now.